there, I'm Kim from This Old Baker. Today we're going to be doing a mason jar cookie recipe that's going to be one of your pantry's favorites. Rocky Road mason jar cookie mix. So I'm going to be using a wide mouth mason jar, and I'm using my canning funnel. You can find this on my Amazon storefront. You're going to see me using a wooden muddler to tamp down. So normally I don't show this part in our videos, but you can find the funnel, the muddler, the mason jars, everything on my Amazon storefront, amazon.com/shop/thisoldbaker. But I want to show you the entire process of how I get started and how I actually do these mason jars, because usually you see me cutting in and out on videos. So we're going to start out with our dry base. This is 1 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour. You can use a gluten-free, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. So next, 1/2 cup of brown sugar. Same process. 1/2 cup of white sugar is going to go in here. And I'm just going to make sure I get these evened out, tamped down nice and good. I want to have room for all the yummy parts that are going to go in here. And as you can see the layers forming as I flatten them. I'm going to come in with 1/3 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder. As you can see, again, tamping down in the jar. So let's get to the best parts. We're going to come in with 3/4 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1/2 cup of mini marshmallows. I just fed the dog. they're good deep freeze dried. Mine are actually dehydrated. And then you can do 1/2 cup of either chopped walnuts or almonds, whichever you prefer. I'm going to go in with the almonds because I prefer almonds in my Rocky Road. And I'm going to give these a little tamp, tamp, tamp. But honestly, it's to your preference. So when you're ready to bake this, here's what you're going to do. You're going to need 1 stick of softened butter, just soft, not melted, 1 egg, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. So I'm going to mix up my wet ingredients. Then I'm going to dump in this entire jar. I'm going to stir it until everything is well combined, but do not overmix. You're going to scoop onto parchment lined tray. You're going to bake it at 350 for 9 to 11 minutes, just until the cookies are set. You don't want to overbake these at all. Be sure to like and follow on all of our social media channels. And as always, happy baking.